Coming up on an all-new Inside the Cleveland Browns, exclusive coverage of the Browns draft class.
I'm feeling amazing, man. It's really just an honor, and I'm just ready to rock. I'm so happy Cleveland believed in me.
Get a glimpse of the process to make a Jim Brown statue and go along as 11 Browns players visit a local hospital.
All that and more coming up next on Inside the Cleveland Browns. Good morning, Dogtown. Welcome to an all-new edition of Inside the Cleveland Browns.
Now you look pretty formal there, sitting. Look like a natural.
Next question.
That's it. Well, we're here inside the press room in Berea, where just about a week ago, this place was buzzing, standing room only, because of the latest Browns haul of 14 draftees.
Once again, back in Chicago, it's Cleveland Browns colors now. Here's the commissioner with the first selection for the Browns of many in this year's draft.
With the 15th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select Corey Coleman, wide receiver, Baylor.
This kid can fly, and he's a very competitive football player. He wants the football thrown his way. He's got great ability after the catch.
What a tremendous athlete. We plan on being very dynamic on offense. And this guy truly gives us an opportunity to do that.
With the 32nd pick, the Cleveland Browns select Emmanuel Ogbah.
When he's angry and playing, he's a powerful force to be reckoned with. And on top of it, Charles, he's a super kid.
I think Andrew and I are believers with Paul and others that you need playmakers on the roster. So for us, you know, I think we share a vision of really, really talented at all spots.
We're always looking to add players to the roster who have a level of toughness and have the ability to overcome adversity. This is a tough sport, and you need tough men to play it. And so certainly we're happy with all these guys because we feel like they embody that criteria.
And this is about not only picking talented players, but people that you think really fit in your organization. As much as we're focused on talent, we're really also focused on character.
I'm expecting these guys to compete. You know, this is about competition, and I don't think you can ever put a limit on any young man, regardless of what his draft status is. I think you coach them all up, you treat them the same, and you kind of let the cream rise to the top. And everybody's here for a reason. They're trying to earn a job, and we put them on this team because they have the characteristics that we look for. And we took players in specific areas where we needed some help, and we feel like these guys are going to make a real contribution to our football team.
Well, it was a late night here in Berea, and the lights were on well into the wee hours of the night. But it wasn't just the bright lights here in Berea that were shining. It was Corey Coleman who really lit up the room.
With the 15th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select Corey Coleman, wide receiver, Baylor.
I'm feeling amazing, man. It's really just an honor, and I'm just ready to rock. I'm so happy Cleveland believed in me and picked me at 15.
You know, I'm going to come in and work my tail off with them. I'm going to give them 100% every time I step on the field. Boom! This is mine. It was a crazy, unbelievable night. I'm just excited for the opportunity. I see you in Cleveland. That's crazy. Yeah, that's like, dang, I'm really going to the NFL.
Man,
Hey, I wish I could keep that number. I gotta take a picture of this. Oh, this is live. I get to keep this already? Man, my phone just died. Ain't that? Crazy. Oh, that's live. That is live. Dang, it's live. This stadium big.
Jump into it.
Right there, huh?
Yeah.
You say you jump into it? Maybe jump into it? This stadium live, man. I didn't know it was like this. This is nice, huh? Lake cold, look. You can tell they from Texas.
But you know what? It'd be so nice. I got a good feel.
When Inside the Cleveland Browns returns, Corey Coleman's arrival to the Browns training facility and much more exclusive draft coverage. When Inside the Cleveland Browns returns, relive draft night with the top five picks and see Jim Brown like never before.
I always marveled at his athleticism, but yet the poetry of how he moved.
Johnson here, Cleveland Browns. I just want to give a shout out to all the mothers. Today is about you. Don't let anyone steal your joy. Mom, I love you. Grandma, I love you. Happy Mother's Day.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Now, it's always special to see how a player reacts when he gets to walk through the building for the first time. We're going to get to see new Browns wide receiver Corey Coleman right now and see his reaction and also his first press conference as a Cleveland Brown.
Yeah, I'm good today. Talked to Cody last night. I'm happy we got him, man. He called me, he said, yeah, let's go. Yeah, he was so happy. That's cool with me. What's up, my man? Thank you.
Yeah, we have everything
yes,
good?
Yes, sir.
But it was a dogfight getting in town.
It was, yeah. But it's good now. What's up, man?
Doing?
Good.
It's your family?
Yes, sir.
Hi. I'm Pete Jackson.
Real close to you. We talked before the draft a couple times. Came on a visit here. Know he's really smart and intelligent guy, and I'm just, you know, really happy to be here. And I know that he's going to do something special for this organization.
It is sinking in, you know. I love the coaches. I know what they're trying to do, and I think the guys they brought in, we're all on the same page, and we all have the same goal. My goal is definitely to have a winning season, and for myself is, you know, to do my very best, really just work really hard. You know, I want to be one of the best receivers in the NFL, so I'm going to work hard, and, you know, I'm not going to let any of this change me.
Corey Coleman and his fellow rookie teammates will be on the field this weekend for rookie minicamp, and if you'd like a chance to meet them, don't miss them at FanFest, May 14th at First Energy Stadium. Now, speaking of fans, one lucky fan had the chance to announce the Browns' fourth-round pick on television. How'd he get the chance? Check it out.
Tonight we did a flick football contest at the draft party where contestants had 45 seconds to flick as many footballs as they could. Our winner with a high score of 48 won a draft experience where him and three guests get to go to the draft party and read the Browns pick with a Browns legend on stage.
I get to walk out of the tunnel. That's awesome. Yeah. I've been a Browns fan since I was little. You know, I've been through the the years of heartache and the years of, you know, excitement, the drive, the fumble, Red Right 88. It was a dream come true to be able to announce the fourth round pick for the Browns.
The Cleveland Browns are set to make the pick. Let's listen in.
To announce our next pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns welcome contest winner, Patrick Sturgill.
Thank you. With the 99th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select Joe Schobert, linebacker, Wisconsin. This meet up there with Hanford was an honor. One of my favorite Browns players, you know, obviously original Dog Brothers, him in midfield. I got a future in this.
I believe it. We just got to get you to talk.
Yeah, well, you know.
Everybody's
this is
like,
awesome.
Did you just say anything? I'm only kidding with you.
Hey.
You know, just imagine if you was in the locker room with me.
Oh.
It would really be rough then, dog.
Once in a lifetime opportunity, and I'm glad these guys were here to experience it with me. And I just want to thank the Cleveland Browns, Bud Light, for allowing me this opportunity.
Well, I know he will never forget that night. And one night that I'll never forget was the night I was drafted into the NFL. And I know some of the new Browns draft picks will never forget it either. Let's take a look at some of the experiences these guys had on draft night.
It was a crazy experience. I got the phone call. I really couldn't believe it.
Oh,
hello.
Hello.
As you see on the video, my eyes got really big, you know, because I've been dreaming of this for so long, and for my dream to come to its reality now, it's just crazy and unbelievable, and, you know, I'm blessed to be a part of this organization.
But it was a good feeling. I was very proud of him.
I feel like everyone has a talent, but he has zoomed in on his.
And there is Sean Coleman.
I found out it was Cleveland. I was very, very excited. My whole family was excited. They huddled around me. So it was just an awesome time for me.
We actually watched the draft at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which is where Sean was treated for leukemia back in 2010 through 2012.
This has been a long and arduous journey for Sean Coleman. And a couple of years ago, he was actually at the draft to announce the pick by another former Auburn player, Greg Robinson.
He had come full circle because of where we were. It all started there, and, you know, and it kind of capped off there.
Emmanuel Ogba, defensive end, Oklahoma State.
Yeah, we were in the living room with family members, you know, when the phone call came and the announcement of his selection was made. Great phone call,
laughing,
as it been expected.
Laughing, hugging each other, you know, it was exciting.
That's fun.
It was a crazy moment, you know. Earlier in the day, the Cowboys had called me and told me, hey, we're gonna get you. We're thinking about getting you. But the Browns said, no, they really want me. So I'm glad to be a part of the Browns organization. So,
by the way, another quarterback has been taken, and it isn't Connor Cook. It's Cody Kessler.
We were all kind of sitting there and anxious, and we didn't know if it was going to be day two, day three, or what was going to happen. You know, I was just trying to be calm, and I knew Cleveland had one more pick, and I knew that I, you know, had a great connection with them, and we had a great meeting together. And when the phone rang, I think two or three picks, you know, before they had to pick. And
Cody, hey, we just drafted you. This is Sash and Hugh Jackson from the Cleveland Browns. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Coach. I was hoping for this. Appreciate it.
You ready to come out and get to work?
And everyone in my family, you know, I was telling them to be quiet real quick while I was talking. And as soon as I hung up, you know, kind of erupted in there. And, you know, I was so pumped that I was going to be, you know, part of the Browns organization.
With the 65th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft.
We had been through this before with our older son, and Carl's a different breed. For some reason, he wasn't nervous.
The Cleveland Browns select Carl Nassib, defensive end, Penn State.
I got the call. We all went, you know, berserk, and it was just an amazing experience.
What a special night for those guys, a night they'll never forget. All right, Dog Pound, keep it right here. We'll be right back.
When Inside the Cleveland Browns returns, see what it takes to immortalize Jim Brown.
Projects like this, it isn't always just the figure. It's the whole environment. It's the experience the fans are going to have coming to the games and approaching this figure.
And watch the team brighten up the day at a local hospital.
It's not just about one guy doing a community event or one guy doing extra work after practice. It's about all of us doing extra work after practice.
Hey, Dog Pound. Wanted to wish all the mothers out there a happy Mother's Day. Take time out this weekend to hug your moms. I know I have a lot of women in my life that are mom figures, so I'm going to give them a big hug this weekend, and a special happy Mother's Day to my wife, since this is her first time being a mom on Mother's Day. Love you.
Inside the Cleveland Browns, Cleveland sculptor David Deming has sculptures all over the world, over 100 pieces, including one that's right behind me, a former Browns owner, Al Lerner. Now he's currently working on one of our very own Jim Brown that will be on display at First Energy Stadium. Let's go in and check on the process.
Well, there are two things that I wanted to get across in the sculpture. One was the elegance of the man as an athlete. I always marveled at his athleticism, but yet the poetry of how he moved, but also that determination in his face and the way he clutches that football. Typical in determining how this thing is going to look. You know, sculptors make models. So this is a model. We're about 20 inches high here. The trickiest part when you're working primarily from photographs is to recognize that a photograph is a very specific one view. You have to be careful not to depend on that one view to make it work three-dimensionally all the way around. You know, when we're doing projects like this, it isn't always just the figure, it's the whole environment. It's the experience the fans are gonna have coming to the games and approaching this figure. The rest of the time that I'll spend on this is constantly looking at it all the way around, over and over and over again, making sure that all the proportions feel right, that the anatomy feels right, that the movement is expressive. Once I get this fairly detailed, we're gonna photograph it and send it out to Jim and Monique, give them a chance to look at it and give us the approval to go ahead and start working on the full-scale figure.
Well, I don't know about you, but I cannot wait to see what Jim thinks of his very own statue. We're going to bring that to you next time. Now, one of my favorite parts about this show is sharing with you all of the community events that our Browns are involved in. And recently, 11 Browns players visited St. John's Medical Center. And we're going to take you there now and show you how it all went down.
It's not just about one guy doing a community event or one guy doing extra work after practice. It's about all of us doing extra work after practice. And I think you'll see that. This wasn't planned today by us to say, hey, we're going to have a bunch of guys come to the hospital. It's just one guy led to another guy, and hey, you going? Are you going? And I think that speaks to the camaraderie that's on the team.
It's an opportunity to brighten people's day, and it seems like the Browns have a big impact in the community when they're in the hospitals and making people that sometimes are facing difficult situations feel really good.
I think anytime you have a group of men that want to inspire, you know, the community, you know, it's uplifting to the team. You know, it gives a great spotlight to us, and I think it builds a bond. You know, because if it's important to the guys that are here today, I think maybe we could get 30 guys out next time. So I just think it's a great start.
Just love it. If you want to see more videos just like that, visit clevelandbrowns.com/community. We'll be right back.
When Inside the Cleveland Browns returns, get pumped for this year's rookie class.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. You know, I'm really appreciative of my mom especially. You know, she's been a big part of my life, and she's really done a lot for me. So happy Mother's Day out there. I hope you guys have a great day.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Hey, Dustin, pretty exciting stuff. This Saturday, May 14th, it's the Browns' second annual Fan Fest. And just a reminder, this year, Fan Fest is at First Energy Stadium. Rookie mini camp, player autographs, locker room sale, swagger, as well as a panel of players celebrating the 30-year anniversary of the 1986 season.
For our little ones, of course, there will be an on-field combine, games, and they can even audition to be a junior reporter for the Browns.
It is going to be so much fun. I'll be there. I hope to see you there as well. And thank you so much for tuning in to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Don't forget to stay tuned for an all-new Dog Pound Report.
And in case you haven't seen the new rookies in action, you're going to want to check this out right now.